Ricardo Piquet is the president of the Museum of Tomorrow, based in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and Luiz Oliveira is the chief curator. So first of all, what is a Museum of Tomorrow?
The Museum of Tomorrow is a science museum. In fact, it's an applied science museum. The proposal is to use the resources of contemporary sciences to build a narrative so that our visitors can get into a journey of exploration of possible future scenarios. So other science museums, they show artifacts, or they show relics, they show remnants, or they demonstrate facts. But our collection is possibilities, are possibilities of possible scenarios, of possible futures, so that the visitors can reflect that if certain actions are taken today, certain future scenarios are favored. Other actions will lead to other results. Cause and effect. That's what science is about. That's what the museum is about.
Yeah. What scenarios are you representing?
Our consultants, we have a collegium of 35 consultants, they identified six major trends that shall shape the next decades. And within some from society, some from nature, some from ourselves. And within these trends, they defined some possible scenarios according to the choices that are made today, and these choices will pave the path to this or that possible future scenario.
So I guess one of the scenarios you're looking at is the climate change scenario. And what are you representing there? Are you representing alternative pathways or just one possibility?
No. In fact, in climate change is one of our major issues. And we have a specific area for addressing these issues. And we show three scenarios. We show local, regional, and global climate change, and we show soft, mild, and intense scenarios. And we try to show the consequences within each of these scenarios, from agriculture to economy to cities to migrations to political geotensions. So the whole set of consequences arising in each one of these scenarios.
Okay, so what is the intention behind this? What are you hoping that you will be able to achieve in the public who come to the museum?
The Museum of Tomorrow is a museum in a lineage of experiential museums. That is, they are cultural centers that you go not only to contemplate some works, admire some feats, but where you experience. You go to have some experience that may be able to change the way you think, the ways you live, the actions that you decide to take on. So we are an engaged museum. We are, in fact, trying to help people to make decisions, to well-understood, well-founded, well-fundamented decisions about the choices for the world of their children.
Yeah. And so looking in particular at Rio, and so I guess most of the people who visit the museum are from Rio. What are the sorts of changes in their lives that you're hoping to suggest?
Look, the Museum of Tomorrow, we are located in the very historical heart of Rio de Janeiro City. From the door of the museum, we can see the five centuries of the city just around us. Each century is symbolized by a great monument. So we are rooted in the very nature of Rio de Janeiro City, of Rio de Janeiro people, the Cariocas. So although we look forward to the future, we are rooted in the past. So our first relation is with our neighborhood, 30,000 people that live in this region. After that, our relation is with all Cariocas, and then all Brazilians, and then all South Americans, and then everybody in the world. So we are a local institution, but we look out for the whole world from our root, from our identity, the heart of Rio de Janeiro City.
Okay. And can I ask Ricardo, how do you set something like this up? How are you going to finance it? Who's going to put some money into that? Is this something that's been supported by the city of Rio de Janeiro or Brazil generally?
Yeah. First of all, the Museum of Tomorrow is a public one. It belongs to the city hall, and we receive the part of our budget from the city hall. But in this movement to engage the people, to engage the civil society and private companies, we got this year more or less 75% of the whole budget from the private budget. And so we're trying to keep the balance among the different resources, public and private, to keep maintenance this museum for long term.
Yeah. What kind of businesses are you looking to for support? What type?
Sure. We believe that the private company to join us in this cause, believing in the same way to engage the people, to change the way of life of that people, and to inspire the people to think about their future, the near future, the tomorrow. And so we believe that those companies would like to fix their image, their reputation, beside the museum, beside our job.
What when you say try to fix their image, is it because those companies in the past see themselves as perhaps being part of the problem?
Not exactly. Sometimes we can join some company with some trouble in the past, but in general we believe that those company join us to work together to try to engage people for that common cause.
Yeah. How long has the museum been open now?
Well, we opened in December 2015. So we are a trembling baby with 1 year and a half.
Yeah.
And next week we'll make 2 million visitors.
That's a lot in yeah. just what, a year and a half.
Yeah.
And what's been the reaction of people?
I think it's very, very favorable because people received back a part of the city which has been abandoned for five decades. So this huge process of renewal of the harbor area of Rio. And the building of the museum and the opening of the museum was inserted in this process of renewal. So people first get grasp of the plaza, and then the museum came, the museum opened, and they said, well, the plaza is ours, so the museum is ours.
Is it free for people to go in?
No, it's not free, but we have many gratuities. We have a whole, and all Tuesdays are completely free. Our children children are free, students are free, elders are free. So lots of gratuities.
So just if you can just paint a little picture of if I go to the museum in Rio, which hopefully I'll be able to do one day, what am I going to see and what sort of decisions do I have to make?
Well, you arrive at a huge plaza, and then there is a gigantic beast, white beast, or perhaps it's a spaceship, you can never know. And then you get into it, you see a huge lead sphere showing vital signs of the planet, and then are invited to this journey of exploration of possible future scenarios built upon a sequence of five great questions that mankind has always asked itself. Mm. Where do we come from? Who we are? Where we are, where are we heading to, how do you want to go, which values do you want to convey to the future. So after this journey of exploring of these scenarios, you come back to reality seeing with the site of Guanabara Bay, modestly.
Okay. And is this something for children as well?
It's mostly for children. In fact, our challenge was to make the museum experiential for people from 8 years old on. So you have to read to enjoy in full the possibilities open in the museum. And for children in the process of learning and of alphabetizing, we have special sections with special activities meant for them. We have the same themes, the same ideas, but different resources.
Okay.
I'm curious, when you're designing for such a wide age range, do you test the designs? I mean, how do you prove and show the design works? What sort of feedback do you get?
That was one of our greatest challenges. We had to make the museum experientiable from this very large array of expertise, of learning, of capabilities. So we decided to adopt a strategy of splitting our exhibitions into two sorts. We always have a panoramic exhibition, that in principle everyone can grasp, then you have points where you have further information. So if you're interested in some aspect of the cosmos, of life, of the Anthropocene, of society, of the ways to tomorrow, then you can see this panorama, introduction, and then you can dig for more information. And there's a lot of information. We have interactive, we have 400 layers. So you can spend weeks in the museum exploring and you'll not exhaust it.
Yes. Now, given you could spend weeks exploring in depth any of these items, do you have a takeaway for people, an app or something that they can use to explore these ideas at home, or is it just in the museum?
We have a system in which people who go into the museum, they receive an electronic card and then can record themselves. And then throughout the exposition, they can record their interest for this or that subject. Afterwards, at home, they receive an image of their journey. And when they come back, they say, Barry, last time you saw this and that subject. Perhaps this time you want to be interested in see this and that. We think that this will be a tool for helping teachers to bring their class and explore different aspects of the contents of the museum.
That sounds fantastic. It's, a pioneering kind of concept. Are there other museums of tomorrow around the world or coming up?
Not yet, but they are coming.
Well, congratulations on it, and thanks for talking to Community Radio in Adelaide.
Thank you, and please come to Rio to visit the museum tomorrow.